What if your mind stored memories not as stories you tell yourself, but as vivid photographs you could replay at will? For some people, this isn't a thought experiment. It's everyday reality. When asked to recall childhood, they don't narrate events in sequence. Instead, they see embroidery silk made of three strands, feel the rush of coasting down snowy hills, watch sunlight patterns that made cattle balk at loading chutes. This is visual thinking, a cognitive style that processes the world through images rather than language. Yet our education system, workplaces, and culture remain dominated by verbal thinkers who assume everyone's mind works like theirs, sequential, language-based, linear. This assumption has cost us dearly. We've systematically screened out the designers, inventors, and problem solvers who built America's industrial greatness, then wondered why our most sophisticated equipment now comes from overseas. Not everyone thinks the same way. Verbal thinkers process information sequentially through internal dialogue, excelling in traditional education and language-dependent careers. Their minds retrieve information through linguistic pathways, like well-ordered filing systems. Visual thinkers conduct mental Google searches through vast libraries of images. They excel at spatial navigation and mechanical problem-solving, spotting critical details others miss, like the raccoon inside a NASA launch pad that could have chewed through wiring. But they struggle with abstract algebra, remembering verbal sequences, and processing rapid-fire speech. By the time they've converted a comedian's first joke into mental images, two more jokes have passed. Visual thinking exists on a spectrum. Object visualizers see photorealistic images. They become artists, architects, and mechanical engineers. Spatial visualizers perceive patterns and abstractions. They gravitate toward mathematics, physics, and programming. Brain scans confirm these aren't preferences, but fundamental neural differences, with visual circuits sometimes 400% larger than average. All children start as visual thinkers, but most shift toward language-based thinking between ages 6 and 10. Many gifted individuals, particularly those on the autism spectrum, remain visual thinkers throughout life. Visual thinkers excel at bottom-up problem-solving, gathering specific details before recognizing patterns. When helping nonverbal children, they skip generic protocols and identify environmental triggers to develop customized interventions. Visual thinkers naturally translate abstractions into concrete metaphors. During COVID-19, visualizing the immune system as a military base, antibodies as soldiers, viruses as invaders, helped explain cytokine storms. August Kekulé discovered benzene's ring structure after dreaming of a snake biting its tail. Einstein developed relativity by visualizing riding alongside light beams. The Marine Corps' Innovation Boot Camp revealed that truck mechanics and radio repairmen consistently outperformed Stanford and MIT engineers at improvising solutions under pressure. These hands-on workers, likely object visualizers who see with their hands, possessed practical understanding that theoretical knowledge couldn't match. Elon Musk taught himself coding young. Stephen Wiltshire creates detailed cityscape drawings from memory. John Elder Robison designed special effects guitars for KISS despite lacking formal training. These individuals demonstrate how neurodevelopmental differences often accompany remarkable visual thinking abilities that drive innovation. Two decades of standardized testing eliminated pathways where visual thinkers flourished. Schools stripped away hands-on curricula. Art, music, shop class vanished, especially from underfunded schools. The consequences are stark. Engineering drawings lack detail because designers never learned manual drafting. Medical interns struggle with basic suturing. Children choose video games over building things. Nearly 60% of community college students need remedial math versus 30% needing remedial English. 70% attend college, but only 41% graduate in 4 years. Many dropouts earn barely more than high school graduates while carrying massive debt. Meanwhile, well-paid careers in skilled trades, coding, and design don't require four-year degrees, yet cultural prejudice insists college is the only path. Testing has corrupted education itself. Students only care if material will be on the test. Field trips, once vital for career exposure, have plummeted since 2010. The algebra barrier alone prevents countless visual thinkers from entering fields where they might excel, requiring abstract manipulation they'll never use, while ignoring the geometric and practical math they naturally understand. The United States Patent and Trademark Office celebrates visual thinkers who built American innovation, yet America has surrendered its post-World War II manufacturing dominance. Advanced automated systems now come from the UK, Japan, Switzerland, and Germany, countries that maintained technical education and apprenticeships. China manufactures iPhones and sophisticated machinery. Europe dominates elevator modernization. Dutch company ASML monopolizes advanced chip manufacturing equipment, despite America inventing the computer chip at Bell Labs in the 1940s. The skills crisis deepens. 61% of contractors can't find qualified workers in CNC machining, welding, and industrial maintenance. While the U.S. ranks second in manufacturing output behind China, it ranks 16th out of 18 countries in manufacturing employment percentage. Small companies still innovate. Michael Mallon's Mars rover camera succeeded despite NASA's rejection, and Forest City Gear created precise Mars gears through a program leveraging autistic workers' detail orientation. Yet the precision machinery these businesses depend on comes almost exclusively from Europe, a critical vulnerability in America's industrial capabilities. Cultivating clever engineers begins in childhood through hands-on activities like building, cooking, and tinkering while developing patience and resilience. Growing up in the 1950s with autism had advantages. No limiting labels existed. Early emphasis on manners prepared for social situations, while working at horse stables taught valuable work skills. Visiting an aunt's ranch at 15 launched a career path in the cattle industry. Early exposure shapes career trajectories. About 40% of family businesses pass to the next generation, and students with lawyer parents are 17 times more likely to become lawyers. But exposure needn't come only from family. Cancer researcher Angelica Amon became fascinated with cell genetics after watching a single classroom video. Different thinking styles create powerful collaborations. The Eiffel Tower represents the perfect marriage between object visual thinking, architect Stephen Silvestre's aesthetic vision, and visual spatial thinking, engineer Gustav Eiffel's structural expertise. The Jobs-Wozniak partnership paired design vision with technical expertise. NASA's Apollo program succeeded through complementary partnerships, seamstresses who hand-sewed 21 layers of fabric to 1/64-inch tolerances, and mathematicians who developed algebraic compilers. Research shows interdisciplinary collaboration correlates with greater real-world impact. The debate about different minds is about survival. As we depend more on computerized systems, we create unprecedented vulnerabilities. Ransomware attacks disable hospitals and governments. Future threats will target industrial processes, disabling generators, manipulating dam spillways, causing refinery explosions. We need visual thinkers who spot the raccoon in the launch pad, who visualize concrete dangers rather than abstract anomalies. Animals inhabit a sensory-based world, thinking in pictures, smells, sounds, and touch, just like visual thinkers. The same recognition must extend to human neurodiversity. The term originated in the autism community as rejection of the medical model that reduces people to diagnoses. Neurodiversity encompasses conditions from autism to dyslexia and ADHD, different operating systems rather than disorders. Steven Spielberg found salvation through visual storytelling. Einstein explained that thoughts come as signs and images he could reproduce and recombine at will. We stand at a crossroads. We can continue screening out visual thinkers through education systems designed for verbal processors, watching our manufacturing capabilities erode, or we can recognize that different minds aren't deficits, but essential diversity. We can restore hands-on education, value skilled trades, create pathways for visual thinkers to flourish. The clever engineers who will solve tomorrow's problems are already among us, the kids struggling with algebra but designing complex structures in their minds.